like it's no hoes involved. What's up, everybody? You're live on Trey Love Radio, blogtalk.com/Trey Love Radio. Feel free to call in, tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Take me out right now. 310-861-2317. Call in, man. Holler at your boy, man. Today, we're just going to get down, man. I'm going to just play a little music. I'm going to talk. I'm going to vibe. I got to tell y'all some amazing things, man. I got so many updates for y'all, man. I got to give y'all more information on the Black Party, man. I just got to share so many things with y'all. But the way I'm going to start this show is the way I like to start all my shows, by giving to the one who gave all of us what and who we are today. You understand what I'm saying? By the one who made us who we are. That is the Creator, God Himself. And I always send this prayer out. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, the courage and the wisdom to know the difference. See, here's the thing, people. You know what I'm saying? In this life that we live, you know, there are going to be ups, downs. There are going to be smiles and frowns. It ain't going to be good every single day for nobody, y'all. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't going to go perfect every single day for nobody. But what you got to do is you got to step out on faith, and you got to put your best foot forward every single day that you can. You understand what I'm saying? You got to give your best to this life, because this life is all you have. You understand what I'm saying? This life belongs to you. It don't belong to nobody else. And I want to just talk about subjects, because what I've learned is people are so good at telling you what you need to do with your life. You understand what I'm saying? People always, oh, well, I think you should do this, or I think you should do that. And it's so funny what I've learned in my years on this planet and as an entertainer, as a man, you know, through the struggles, the ups and downs, the sounds that I've experienced. The one thing that I've learned is the best decision maker for me, family, is the one standing in the mirror, the one who I look at in the mirror and I say, hey, what should I do? People talking about talking to yourself. Oh, you say, oh, no, no, you better talk to yourself sometimes, because that's where God is. God ain't out there. God is right inside of you. So when you're speaking how to make a decision or what you should do and how you should do something, man, you make sure you listen to yourself. Don't listen to your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your uncle, your sister, your nephew, because those are only opinions. And my thing is, realistically, for the people that are giving you their opinion on what you should do, look at them and their life. What are you doing? You understand what I'm saying? How you going to give me relationship advice and you single? Oh, did I say that? I went on ahead and said that. How you going to tell me how to make money and your ass broke? Oh, did I say that? How you going to tell me how to be pretty and you ugly? Oh, I said that too. I didn't mean to. I'm just having a little fun today, y'all. It's Trey Love Radio. Man, I got so many other things to just get y'all, you know, get y'all abreast to, man. Tonight, yo, I'm going to be at Rolling Stones on Hollywood and Highland, hanging with none other than platinum-selling recording artist Mr. Chris Breezy. You understand what I'm saying? Making some main stuff. Major, major stuff happened, man. I want to shout out to my man, John Strutter, for giving me this opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? And working with me. You know, I'm going to be doing some stuff with him, man, getting out on them red carpets and all that kind of stuff. Y'all best trust and believe. You might see me stumble, but trust and believe, you ain't going to never, ever, ever see me fall, because that's just not something I do. You know, I know how to take pain for what it is. Pain is temporary. Lost my mother. I don't say I like to talk about that, but I like to explain that to people, because when you go through something that tragic, life has a way of making you live. You're going to have to live. And when you go through that young, all of the ups and downs and the things that you go through, you know, that bother you and stuff like that, your mama ain't there to kind of give you that, baby, it's going to be all right, or baby, it's all right. Your mama ain't there. So, and then you realize how cold and cruel the world is, and you truly realize that people just don't give a damn about you. And then when you know, got stuff going for yourself, see, this is what I learned too, and I want everybody to understand this. When you are a somebody, such as myself, when you a Trey Love and you doing something and you got major things going on in your life and you're doing stuff that others want to do and they're not doing it, and not to take anything away from nobody that's busting their ass, working hard and doing what they do. Do you? You understand what I'm saying? But to some of these people, I'm going to say to y'all, you are nobody. And understand, when you're nobody, please leave us somebody's alone. Because, see, that's what happens when celebrities, oh, well, he got an attitude, or she got an attitude, or he did this to me, or she did that to me. I'm going to tell you something, man. It ain't that we try to do nothing to you. It's just a lot of times y'all come in and try to run our business and try to run and operate what we doing when we already know what we doing. Y'all don't know how to run this, man. You understand what I'm saying? It takes so much to do what we do. It takes so much effort, so much money. People think, oh, our entertainers are making money. Imagine trying to do it. Let me see somebody go out there and do it. It takes money to do this. You understand what I'm saying? It takes hard work. It takes perseverance. And you just got to get down. You got to stay dirty, man. And I'm going to tell you, I'm so blessed right now, man. I got so many updates to hit y'all up on, man. And I got a couple of life lessons and stories I'm going to tell y'all. So right now, I'm going to just go to a little music, man, and vibe. I see callers on the line. You know what I'm saying? I already was told a couple of people don't want to chat. They just want to go ahead and support Trey Love, and I appreciate y'all for that. This song here goes out to my my other woman, Legs. Legs, you've been with me, baby. You've been holding me down. You know what I'm saying? We've been down and dirty, getting down, and you know what I'm saying, making this thing happen. Boy, I got love for you. You know what I mean? We know you're going to be my baby mama, and that's Church. All right, everybody. This song goes out to Legs, man. Y'all, I see y'all haters out there. Trust. And you devils and you demons that's trying to pull me down, I just want to go ahead and retire because you will not win. I know people.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
I'm gonna get you.
Uh-huh. Coming with?
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watch me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watching?
Chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby.
I'm gonna light you up.
Get into it.
Ooh, it's the light.
You're blinded by the
stars.
You need that.
Hollywood. Ooh, it's the light.
You're blinded by the
stars.
You need that.
Hollywood.
Come on. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high-rise. I hide behind my shade. Famous blind in my eyes, my God. I know how I see eyes must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vain of heart. It'll change those since he had love for you. It's a stranger when your thing starts to change reaction. Locomotion like when the train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaque. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. Where your friends is Chris and Gwyneth. And your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows in it. Keep your eyes squinting, it's gonna flash any minute. The music bears like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And I'm you're blinded by the
extra.
You need that. You're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir. It's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you. Don't lie, don't fly. You addicted to the life without the fame. How you gonna survive? It's like living on heroin. You so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
Trying to become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi, blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Everyone's following Marilyn, hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimmy Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. Most addictive drug in the world. What the fame? Want the life.
Baby, you got that look on your face. screaming for me, they can give me more,
more and more,
then after that,
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was some R. Kelly and some Joe. You know, for those of you who know the background of that song, it's called More. R. Kelly wrote it and recorded it, and then what he did was, you know, him and Joe were working together, which people don't realize we should work together. That's how we should operate as entertainers, as black people, as white people, as people. We should work together. So, you know, they work together, and that's a hot song, and everybody know. I want to shout out my girl Fire Blaze Lane, man. You know, that's my girl. Speaking of working together, let me give y'all an update on her show. I'm finna put her on out there, see what you got cracking right now. Fire, you should call in, too, if you're listening and within the sound of my voice. Get you some, babe. Call in right now. You know what I'm saying? Tune in to Trey Love Radio, blogtalk.com/Trey Love Radio, 954-323. We showing love. Fire Blaze, y'all. Fire Blaze Lane. Good friend of mine, man. Been knowing this young lady for a while. Let me see what Fire got going on. Fire Lane Entertainment. I just know she's big. She do her thing. She has a radio show called Fire Station, female West Coast DJ, DJ Silky D, Freeway Ricky Ross, and a new single exclusive by Chris Brown, produced by Cornelio Austin at 5. We're going to have a hot show. Join me 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Urban Soul Radio FM. She is doing it big. I will be there. Fire Blaze, man, showing love. And it's just so ironic, y'all. I'm going to be rolling with Chris Breezy tonight. Ain't that love, y'all? Ain't that something, man? I mean, it just is what it is, man. Your boy out here working on his miracle, man, making it happen. Speaking of miracles, I experienced life. And in life, as you grow, you learn, things happen. You know, you divorce people. People have a reason, season. People come into your life, they leave your life. But what you got to do is you just got to have love for everybody, you know, and you got to show everybody love. It doesn't matter who people are. I was, you know, I'm really close to my uncle. I always talk about my uncle Lloyd. Y'all hear me talk about him because he, you know, he really did have a hand in my raising. Even though I know I'm an ignorant mother fudge cake, and I am because I was raised by an ignorant mother fudge cake named Lewis. His name Lewis. That's my daddy. His name Lewis. Oh, ignorant Negro. I was raised by him. So some of the stuff, you know, it's the outside influence, you know. I had to work hard to be a better man because I was raised by an ignorant MF. Y'all hold on. I'm drinking on the job, and I don't mean no soup neither. All this liquor good. I'm lying, y'all. That's tea. But anyway, I was like, you drinking early this morning? Boy, you got problems. No. Woo! I want to tell a quick story, man, about to the family about something that happened to me. Oh, I see you out there. Free comedy show Tuesday, August 16th. It's a comedy show tonight. My boy Doc Willis, Melrose, and I'm going to be all over the place, y'all. You know I'm going to be here. I'm attending that. It's a comedy show today. 2:30 to 5, I got to hit my man, Doc Willis. I ain't got nothing to do. So I'm going to be over there. Let me tell you where I'm going to be, 2 o'clock, y'all. 5722 Melrose Avenue, just east of Vine, Los Angeles. I'm going to be there today at 2:30. And tonight, y'all, I'm going to be at Rolling Stone, kicking it with my boy Chris Breezy, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, hey, it is what it is. And got to shout out my girl. I just got a message. I see you over there, Monica Hughes. Say she's coming back to 5G Radio. You know what I'm saying? Trey Love Radio, do her thing. She say she's going to holler at me. September, we're going to be doing it big, you know, so just to let y'all know, man, y'all be thinking, you know, because I was out for a while, I know how y'all think. Ooh, he must be this, he must be that, Trey ain't this, Trey ain't that. Spend time talking about me, please, I need you to, because if you're talking about me, baby, that means I'm on your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Your head in church? I want to tell y'all a story, man, and I want everyone within the sound of my voice to really pay attention to this story, because it's a true story that happened to me. And it's a story that's influenced my life, and it also affects the way I operate and how I make my decisions. I was, you know, for those of you who have been following my career, of course, and I always talk about it because it was really a defining moment in my career when I was able to be on BET's Comedy View, to get on TV, y'all, doing my stand-up comedy act, and got a standing O, by the way, ripped it, just so you know. For those of you who do not know, holler at me. I'll shoot you a copy, trust, just so you can see for your damn self. You understand what I'm saying? But you can also catch me live because I'm all over the place. I'm always at the J-Spot, always at the Improv, always at the Comedy Union, you know what I'm saying, the Laugh Factory. I was just at the Ha Ha Cafe the other night. You know, so you can catch me live. Plus, you can catch me right here on blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love doing my fizzle. Call in 310-861-2397. But there was a professor. I was attending Miami-Dade College back in the day, right? You know what I'm saying? And so I had just done Comic View, y'all, and I was excited, y'all. I was excited, like, man, I just did BET, man. I'm so big. I'm so this. I'm so that. I'm walking around T. I'm just feeling good. But I was living in Miami, you know? And not to take anything from Miami, because I actually made not just hella money, I made a hell of a name for myself in Miami, Florida, and I had all the odds stacked against me, y'all. I mean, you know, I'll tell y'all, we'll do another. Matter of fact, I'm going to do another hater show because I love doing shows for them haters, you know what I'm saying? Because it's to get under your skin and keep you talking about me. That's why I do it, haters. Remember that. And you know what? I'm not going to say your names because, see, if I say your name, that's actually giving you plug because Trey Love is power. So if I say your name, I'm actually giving you power. So I refuse to do that to you, for you, because you don't deserve that. You're too busy saying my name, promoting me. Even if you call yourself negatively promoting me, you're still promoting me, dumbass. Anyway, with that being said, I was doing big, right? And it was this professor, y'all. And you know how you can look at some people? Some people, you can look at them and tell that their body is not full of toxins. Their body is not full of drugs. Their body is not full of alcohol. Just the way they carry themselves. It was a teacher. Can't think of his name, but I mean, for those of you who are from Miami and attended Miami-Dade College, you couldn't help but see this guy. He was like he looked Hindu. He was about my complexion, but he had like straight silky hair. You know what I'm saying? Gray hair, had a little ponytail, smooth little beard and everything. You know, real chill dude. You know, and I always used to see him professing. It was just something about his swag that was just tight. He wasn't overly out there trying to be seen and stuff. He was just real chill, real mellow, and we would always just say hi. You know, I run into him in the cafeteria sometimes. Like, what's up, professor? So how you doing? You know. One day, and for some reason, I just looked to him for advice, y'all. And I said, "Hey, professor, I'm going to ask you something, man," because he saw what was going on. When I did Comic View, could you imagine somebody on TV and then going to your college? I mean, I was the it guy, you know what I'm saying, on the campus. So I had asked him. I said, "Professor, I said, you know, man, I just did BET, man. I'm blowing up. And just so you know, caller, I see you over there. Trust me, I got you. Let me finish this. I'm going to go to Kong, and then I'm going to hit you, all right?" And so I was like, yeah, you know, I just did BET and everything, you know, and I was just wondering, man, you know, like, what you think I should do? Should I stay in Miami or should I go to L.A.? And, y'all, this was a billion years ago. And I remember he looked at me. He said, I think you should do whatever the fuck you want to do. And I flipped out. I was like, whoa, like, damn, because the way he said it, I think you should do whatever the fuck you want to do. It tripped me out because, see, let me tell you this, family, and this is what he continued to say. Because, of course, you know, my face was in a state of shock because this guy barely talked. But when he told me I should do what the fuck I want to do, then he explained. He said, listen, hold on, let me sip this tea. Some of y'all drink on the job. I do too. And he said, if I tell you to stay in Miami, Florida, and nothing happens for your career, you know what you're going to say? I said, what? He said, you're going to say that dumbass professor told me to move to L.A. and ain't nothing happened for my career. And then he said, if I tell you to move to L.A. and nothing happens for your career, you know what you're going to say? What? He said, that dumbass professor told me to move to L.A. and nothing happened for my career. So with that, I want to say to you people that love giving advice, keep your dumbass mouth shut. Understand what I'm saying? Because this is my life I'm living. Let other people live their lives and make their own decisions. Because as my father said, you make your bed, you got to sleep in it. If you make your bed hard and lumpy, you got to sleep in it. If you take the time and you make your bed and you make sure it's nice and it's taken care of, then you can sleep in that. You understand what I'm saying? So let's look to ourselves. Let's look to the man in the mirror to make our decisions for us. Let's get out of allowing people to come into our lives. Especially, I want to say this, and I want to send a shout-out to my black women. As much as I love y'all passionately, deeply, sincerely, my mother was a black woman. I just came out. But I love you, ladies. I love you. But what you need to do is stop being bitter. Just because you ain't got no man. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Just because you are less than what you should be, just because you are feeling inadequate, don't be trying to be in the young lady ear that's got her a good man, a good child, a good family situation going on. Because you know what? No matter who that woman's man is, her and that man ain't going to get along 24 hours, 7 days a week. I don't give a fuck who that nigga is. I don't give a damn if it's Jesus Christ. Her and Jesus going to argue. That's what I want y'all to understand. This is a real world we live in. People are going to have conflict. So while you sitting over there bitter, yeah, girl, uh-huh, fuck him, girl. Don't you? And you bet not. And shut the fuck up. Let people live, man. All y'all devils out there, man, that's trying to influence just different things in my life and people that are in my life trying to affect my life and trying to affect other people's life, tend to your business. But know that you devils, I see you. And this is what I consider you.
From the murder capital, we'll be murder for capital.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna
tell you, you did it again, you're a genius.
Lucifer, son of the been too funny asking what happened to him. Lord forgive him, he got them dark forces in him. But he also got a righteous cause to send them to murder me. So I gotta murder them first, emergency. Doctors performing procedures, Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but Bridges is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave niggas in death door, ringing off the rest door. Raiders for killing my best four haters. On permanent hot haters, as I skate in the Maybach Benz, slide into annihilation. Rubbing brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles, like an evangelist. I can introduce you to your maker, get you closer to nature. Ashes after they made you bastards. Hope you've been reading your Psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholics. Come on.
Deep down, get your face. Yeah. That flavor lemonade. Yeah. Get your face when you see me. Yo, hey, yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record.
Going on, drizzy back up in this thing. I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a scratching win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Yo, this is hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him right.
Yeah, I got him, bun. I love myself because I swear that life is just not as fun. Neat got the wheel, Hush gotta go. See, they got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it'd be worth the flight. I be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz about to fast. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever gotta sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake to stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I talk
told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm serious, I'm with it if you with it. Cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows. Cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling. So come and get a portion of this money that we blowing. Cause it's on, yeah girl it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed, though I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, my dog guys, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light, so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swim, I do it till they scoop the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James buying cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up, call me Larry Holmes. Young Money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. Which to me, that's how she learned every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine. And I won't work for nobody but
nobody
you.
But you.
It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I pile it with Snoop. I ain't lying, you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose.
Line is loose.
I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, woo! I be gone till November. And I ain't tripping, I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. Mama said if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real talking, shut the fuck up. Gotta
home.
Do it one time for Haiti. What up, Joe?
What up,
Joe? The F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home.
Miss me a little when I'm gone.
Hey,
you just tell me what you down for. Anything you down for. I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should.
Miss me a little when I'm gone. Miss me a little when I'm gone.
Ride, baby. Listen to Drizzy, y'all.
JJ.
We
love you, boy.
Ha.
I'm gone.
Man, welcome back to Trey Love Radio. It's the one and only Playboy Comedy, your host right now, Mr. Trey Love. That first song I played is dedicated to a few people that I know, know me. You're Lucifer, baby. I see you, devils, but I don't see you. I hear you, devils, but I don't hear you. The best thing I can do is treat you like a monkey. The more attention you pay to a monkey, the more the monkey gon' clown. So just trust and know, the more you talking about me, the more you're paying attention to me, the more shit I'm gonna talk, because I can't help myself. You understand what I'm saying? I was born like this, and I was born to be a fighter. I was born to be a man. I was born to be strong, and I got my whole team on the line, baby. You know, and I'm gonna tell you some things coming to Trey Love Radio. So right now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hush, and I'm gonna bring an East Coast affiliate on the line and let her go ahead and tell you what's coming up. Miss Hughes, welcome to Trey Love Radio. How you doing today, darling?
All right, how are you today?
Blessed, high and mighty. You so cool. Talk to the people real quick. Tell them what's happening.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that for September and October, it's going to be a wonderful lineup of people that that are just excited to be on the show. And we have Gerald Hoover, who Four Square Miles, which is actually going to be narrated by Denzel Washington. You have Kenneth Plummer, who is his paper is a new paper that's out. It's been out for about a year. However, it's getting wonderful reviews. And that's his paper is called Mount Vernon Today, which you can catch that on the internet. But currently, right now, what I really want to talk about is in reference to there's a huge event, and it's called the Summer Splash, which is actually taking place this weekend. Hold on 1 second. It's taking place this weekend where there is going to be at least 20 bands, 10 DJs. It's going to be all types of genre of music, from blues, classic, hip-hop, R&B, opera, and you're going to have over 100 performers, 20 bands, 8 DJs, 3 stage, 2 floors, and a magical evening. And all, you know, this is going to be awesome. It's actually for the mayor of Mount Vernon. But also, you know, I'm a busy person, besides being a mom and sending a child off to college. But however, we also have an event that's taking place on Tuesday the 23rd in Westchester County, and it's called a Teen Summit. There's been quite a few things taking place here in New York, and our teens are never heard. And one of the most important things is in reference to we have to give them a voice, and without adults intervening. So what we did is we set up a teen summit where the teens would actually get an opportunity to talk to the mayor of the city about everything that's taking place. So we got a great lineup of people that are – this September and October is going to be hot. Going to be hot. And that's the exciting part about it. It's been on hiatus for a minute because I had to take care of the child first. But otherwise, moving forward in September, we're going to be doing extremely well in reference to our lineup of people.
First of all, I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to thank you for updating the family on what's going on. And just to say that, you know, over here at Trey Love Radio, you know, we ain't got nothing but love for you. I mean, we need you, you know what I'm saying? I know that you be busy, and I totally respect that, you know what I'm saying? You do what you got to do, boo-boo. You need some insurance. You understand what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to lie, I let the mamas raise mine. No, I'm just serious. I'm just serious. Don't pay me no way. So take care of your damn child. I know I'm the daddy, but take
you better be glad I ain't sending you no damn child support.
Oh, Lord, not child support. Okay, what you need? I'll cook for the mother. I'll cook, but look, I'll feed the mother. But God damn, I mean, I'll feed it, but all that other stuff, you got to do all that. I mean, but see, hey, when it's born, it needs your titty. You know what I'm saying? It don't need me. Yeah, hey, I got somebody I want you to meet. You might like him. This is my brother. He the dirty version of me. What's up, Cash?
Oh, Lord.
What up, Cash Money?
Hello?
Yeah, Money. It's Money, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
Hey, I'm chilling. Yeah. What's happening with you, man? What's going on out there? Where you at, Dade County or Fulton County now? I don't know, because you be all over the place.
Man, I'm in the A, man. I'm out here in Canyon County, man. I'm in Riverdale, man.
Oh, okay. He out there in Riverdale. Oh, y'all, Riverdale, that's Atlanta, right?
Yeah, man. Over by the airport on the south end.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't know nothing about that. But I want to welcome you to your brother radio station. You've been here before. And tell the people what's going on. Monica, I'm going to tell you, you know, I've been doing a little music. You know, I got them jumping out there. And to all my people out there, my friends.
Going on.
Yeah. And to my folks out there that love I'm a Rocker and Trey Game, I got a new song coming, man. It's called A Boy Needs a Girl. But something that is near and dear to my heart that is touching me in a beautiful way. My brother that's on the line, man. He's actually about to record, and we're going to do some stuff together. And it's amazing, man. My mother's two sons are going to be doing music together. And you know me. I do it big. So you know me and him not just going to do it. So we're going to have to do an album. You know what I'm talking about?
It's going to be crazy. So, but, you know, if you guys need some social media, you know, hit a sister up, okay?
Well, that's what we're going to do. Hey, Clayton, go online and look at Monica. She fine.
Well, you got it.
Hey, you hear me? Hey, I know y'all from Florida can hear. He tell them shout out. That's Florida. Anybody from Miami, they said he shout out. He shout out. So, Clay, tell us what's going on, though. What made you leave Florida, man? You know what? Because today I'm really addressing some things because you know how it is with influences. You know, it for some reason, and especially with our people, we so good at telling somebody else what they need to do.
What to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need to do, you shouldn't let, and I wouldn't, but these lonely, I ain't going to say what I want to say, but these lonely people, you know what I'm saying, run around here, ain't got no man, ain't got no woman. And my thing is, this is what I tell people, be mindful of who you take advice from. How am I trying to maintain a relationship and I'm taking advice from somebody single? How am I?
Hello?
Hey, y'all, I had some technical difficulties. I think that was the devil because I was talking so much. I was talking so much. He said the devil was like, we can't
that
let
ain't
him
work.
Win
it.
It ain't even work. Oh, God.
Nobody
Clayton, you said it?
Nobody.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm glad. All right. So, yeah, tell us. And you know what, bro? You was there when I got shot and everything. Man, tell the people what made you – and see, I like that, the fact that you had to relocate from Miami, Florida, the same way I did, the same way, you know, other people have – even our father had to relocate. Tell the people what made you relocate and realize that you had to step out and do something different and get away from what you thought you knew.
Well, it was just, like, for me, basically, because, like, I'm going to be Miami, Florida, Miami until, like, the day I die, but at the same time, it was, like, I'm 29 years old. Well, I'm an older man now, basically. And it's like, I done accomplished a lot of things down there. I got an education, a good education, some college, everything. And it come to a point in time where, like, okay, I done tried this. Let me try something else, you know what I'm saying? So, really, that's what it was. I wanted to try something new. I see a lot of good, positive things coming out of Atlanta. And I was like, I want to be in the midst of all that.
So how have you been received in reference to coming out there and doing the music and everything else? Because I know Atlanta is the place for it. So have you been talking to a lot of promoters, a lot of producers and things like that?
Really, I've just been like with my brother right now. I know. A couple of people, but in this industry is like, you know, it's like it's really about who you know. And so like a lot of times like people they really, like, a little hesitant. You don't want to step on no toes. And a lot of people don't walk in you with just open arms, like, you know. So it's like I really just been with my brother right now and just really going that way with him. Because he's been in it a lot longer than I have.
Exactly. So which means that it actually helps when you have somebody to mentor you throughout the whole entire process. I think people have a tendency to think that they can get, I can sing, I can dance, I can do whatever, but it takes a while for you to be groomed and to know the business itself. As long as you come in knowing the business, you're fine. But you have a lot of young people that are actually coming into the business with no knowledge of anything, and they're just jumping on whatever they get, and it doesn't work all the time.
Exactly.
Well,
I was just saying, you can tell we got the same mama.
We trying to come out the womb at the same time, like, and then we both stop. So Clayton, you talk, I'm a hush. Same mama and daddy. That's why the niggas good look. Go ahead.
I was just like adding on, saying like how correct she is, because you'll see a lot of people all the time come on TV and they fade right out the picture. They'll come out
right.
With like one hit and be gone, because like she said, they don't understand the business and the concept of the game, of the rap game and the industry and whole. So that's why you'll have a lot of one-hit quitters. And the ones that spend there for a long period of time, you'll see they're more business-minded. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's really important. It's almost, you kind of sit back and you think about how a lot of the artists back in the days, how, you know, when Motown was available, how they actually groomed them. They groomed their artists. Maybe not financially in reference to having them financially savvy. Some of them was, but some of them wasn't. But however, they groomed them. They prepped them for interviews. They prepped them for public interviews and for radio interviews. They groomed them. You don't see that anymore. You just see them. And most artists are not going to tell you the real deal or the truth in reference to how long this journey actually took. You know, it's not an overnight success, and that's what people have a tendency to not to look at, you know, some of the people that's on some of these reality shows and everything else. But a lot of folks had to sell their souls in order for them to be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the folks who didn't sell their souls, it took them a little bit longer in reference to their journey, but at least they kept
right.
their morals and values intact. I prefer those folks than the ones who actually sold their souls.
Right, okay. And I want to say this because I want to play a song. I want to say this to both of you. I want to say, first of all, to my brother, I appreciate you for respecting the fact that, well, see, you've been through it with me. So see, my brother was there when the first time I got on stage at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York. He was like, okay. when he was a child, you know, he even would bring stuff up like, yeah, man, I remember, you know, when you was making people laugh and you said you all, and you know, you forget when you're, cause he's a lot younger than me. So you forget when he's a kid that he's actually observing you. He's learning you. You're his big brother. So he's kind of
exactly.
following suit. So I want to commend you on giving me that respect and the props, because I have been in this industry all of my life. I've pursued this industry all my life. And I want to say straight up, because there's a lot of rumors out there about black actors and about people in this industry, I'm going to put it on out there and say it straight the fuck up. Y'all, I ain't no fucking faggot, okay? I'm not gay. I love gay people. Don't get me wrong. I got respect for everybody. I don't disrespect gay people. I don't think that they are less than anything, but I'm not a fucking fag. That y'all need to know. Every actor, every comedian, every rapper that's making money and making millions of dollars ain't fucking faggots. I'm going to put that out there, number one. I would be damned if I sell my soul to some shit. If I have to sit out here and do Blog Talk Radio till I'm 97 years old, I ain't going to be no motherfucking punk. I'm just put that out there, number one. Number two, it takes sincere hard work and dedication. You have to be around the right people. You have to learn the right people. And you're going to make mistakes. See, that's the thing a lot of people don't realize about life. You're going to make mistakes, y'all. Everything is not going to be perfect. You understand what I'm saying? But I have built my life. I built my name. I built my career. And it's just so funny to me. I have people checking up on me. They'll call somebody in Chicago. Oh, yeah, I know Trey Love. They'll call somebody in New York. Oh, I know Trey Love. They'll call somebody in Texas, Atlanta, all over the country. Matter of fact, damn near all over the bubble. Oh, I know Trey Love. You see what I'm saying? So to say that, saying that, this is what I'm saying. I built my career. I've worked hard to build my career. And I'm still in the midst of building and working my career. So when you get people that don't understand, well, why you ain't doing this? Well, why you ain't doing that? What I want everybody to do, everybody within the sound of my voice that's African-American and that loves good music and that loves comedy and loves seeing our faces in places, what I want you to do is I want you to count out every well-known black actor, male actor. I want you to count out every well-known black male comedian. And then you know what you're going to realize? You're going to recognize that list is very damn short. That's a very short list. And it takes 20 to 30 years to get it. So
yes,
I just want to say to the haters, straight up, I want to say straight up to the haters, I may not be moving at your pace, but trust me, every single day I wake up, I put God in his perspective place, which is first and foremost in my life. I make sure I get me some exercise. I'm eating right. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm putting my life and my concentrations into my dream, into my effort, and I'm going to make it happen because, see, and my brother can attest, we had the type of mother that was a no with her, how you say. There's no, like, I can't. Our mother didn't raise us on can't. We don't know the word can't. We don't know I'll try. All we know is do. We are control freaks. We were raised by a control freak, and that's what we're going to do. And that's why I'm telling y'all that. Not only am I successful now, I will continue to be successful. And my success is not defined by what others think my success is. Trust me. Tonight, and Pictures is going to be in the proof. Yo, I'm going to be kicking it with Chris Breezy tonight. You feel me? I'm going to be kicking it with Chris Brown. Now, how did I get in to kick it with Chris Brown? Did that just fall into my lap? Hell no, it didn't fall into my lap. It, what happened was I did BET. I did Destiny Kelly. I did the Swoops commercial. I did the lottery commercial. I did the movie Treasure in the Hood. I did the movie Hip Hop Family. I did the movie, the other damn movie, Destiny. Then from there, I said to myself, you know what? You got your SAG card. You done been to the Army. You got a college education. Move to L.A. I came to L.A. I went to Red Carpets. I networked. I hollered at people. I got to know people. That's why my song on my rocker is out. That's why I'm making my way in Hollywood. And tonight, y'all, yeah, I will be kicking it with the boy, Chris Brown. So to the naysayers and the haters and the people that are non-believers and, oh, this and that, I'm going to tell you something. I'm humble, and I treat my first like my last. And I'm going to go on and play this cut real quick, and then we're going to come back. And thank you both for calling. I mean, this has turned out to be a wonderful show. This song is dedicated to anybody that's trying to do it. Even when you think you're at the top, you better treat your first like your last.
My main people trying to stay above water, you know. Just stay busy, stay working. I was talking like the key to this joint, the key to stay on top of things. treat everything like it's your first project, you know what I'm saying? Like it's your first day, like I wasn't even an intern. Like, that's how you try to treat things, like, just stay hungry.
Y'all wanna know why you don't stop? Y'all wanna know why you don't flop? Let me tell you people why. Came from the bottom of the block. When I was born, it was sworn I was never gonna be shit. Had to prove that I was fit, I was bitch. Had to get my ride on. I don't know the pride, Sean knew I had to. Had to get these chips, had to make moves like Elijah Wan. Started out selling dimes and nicks, graduated to a brick. No exaggeration, my infatuation with the strip. Legendary like a schoolboy, crush on it in any every chick. That's how schoolboy got whipped and got left on some chest. Me, myself, and I on some true boy shit. Had to voice to a place of no return. Had to play with fire and get burned, only way the boy ever gonna learn. Had to lay wage in the cut, till I finally got my turn. Now I'm on top in the spot that I earned. It's my life. It's my pain and my struggle. The song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my third is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears, and the laughter it brings to me is my everything. Like I never rode in a limo, like I just dropped flows to a demo. Like it's 92 again, and I got O's in a rental. Back in the school again, no problem. It's a whole lot simple when you think back. You thought that you would never make it this far. Then you take advantage of the love you handed, of the talent you've been given. Ain't no half-stepping, ain't no slipping. Ain't no different from a block of hating. Gotta get it while they're getting good. Gotta strike while the iron's hot. When you stop, when you gotta bid it. Good written, goodbye. This is my second major breakup. My first one with a page up, with a hoopie, a cook pot, and a game. This one's with the school, with the stage, with the fortune. Maybe not the fortune, but certainly my life. My pain and my struggle, the song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and my laughter it brings to me. It's my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first like the first song I sang. Woo! Like the blues, we gon' ride out on this one. Ta-ta, be high. Yo, I remember you was making them dances for them niggas at radio and shit. Clark Kent, I was good looking out, nigga. Carlene, whoever thought we'd make it this far.
AOL Music.
Just me.
Young Trey in the house. It's so necessary. Man, I got two of the coldest brothers in the game on the line right now. Y'all already heard from Cash Money. You understand what I'm saying? Young up-and-coming rapper. Not just my protege, but my flesh and blood, yo. Came right out from my daddy's nuts into my mama's vagina, yo. And I'm telling you, he going to be all the way live doing his fizzle. Money.
What do?
I got you on the line. Hey, check this out, y'all. Yeah, I can hear you, boy. I can hear you. Hey, check this out. I got another young gun right on the line right now. This young man, before I even bring him to the line, I just want to give a little background on this young man, man. When you're doing something, you know what I'm saying, and you're doing the things I'm doing, you know, radio, got my own, you know, internet TV station, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I hear hustling. They see me on the streets, you know what I'm saying, grinding the shine, doing my thing every motherfucking day, you know what I'm saying, making my life happy, you know what I mean? And I mean loving and living, you know what I'm saying, and doing what I got to do, you know, maintaining relationships, you know what I'm saying, friendships, partnerships, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, you get what you give, and I try to put good energy out, and even though I don't always get it back from the people I put it out to, somebody somewhere gets good energy, and this young man has given a massive amount of great energy towards me, man, and actually he's going to be one of your personalities, and I want you two to link up and network. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome y'all to Trey Love Radio, Mr. Black Laz. What's up, Laz?
What's up with you, fam?
Man, I see you over there. What's happening, man? Talk to the people, man.
What's up, y'all, man? First off, I want to just give a shout-out to my boy, Trey Love, man. That's much love for having me on the show, man. My boy, Trey, do good work, man. I see you, man. I see you. But, you know, it's Long Beach in the house, man. It's your boy, Black Laz, man. I'm just out here in my city right now, man, grinding, man, trying to push this album out. Got these deadlines coming up, but I'm trying to give it to y'all, man. This debut album trying to drop September 11th in a big way.
Damn, September 11th. Money, because Clayton, that's your stage name, right? Money, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Money, this is what I want you to do, Laz. I know I done probably posted my brother's stuff. Let me just tell you what I'm working on, man. I'm really working on, see, God blesses us to be blessings to others. I want you and Money and Laz, I want y'all to link. I want y'all to talk and commiserate because I done sent my brother some beats and everything, Laz, and he out there tearing it up. Also, share your link to my call with your song, Laz, so he can listen to it. Clayton, I want you to hear his style. See, I love taking a West Coast brother, linking him up with an East Coast down South brother, and y'all collab. See, that's how we going to make it, y'all. I'm telling y'all right now, as an ambassador for us and our people, the only way we going to make it is networking. Let's run that underground railroad. You understand what I'm saying? So Long Beach need to link up with ATS, and y'all do some stuff together. I also got my nephew Cyclone and my little nephew Brendan the Best. Them two cats, man, I'm linking them up. These two young guns is man, they beasts. These cats is beasts. So what I'm looking at, even myself, Clayton, you know, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, I was rapping, I mean, you know what I'm saying, back when they had Big Adidas with the fat shoe screens, you know what I'm talking about? I was rapping with them. Remember that back in the day? Y'all, I've been rapping since Beat Street, the king of the beat. I say you're rocking that beat from across the street. See, y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Man, I went on tour with the first rapper. It was me, Kurt Lowe, DMC, man, we was doing it. Back when LL Cool J was about to sit. Look, y'all, what's up with y'all? Y'all calling me old nigga? I mean, y'all. And y'all like, no, here y'all go to my, woo. I hear these two niggas. Hey, so, Laz, what's the name of the album, man? It is, right? What's the name of the album, Laz?
It's called Memoirs of a Madman.
Memoirs of a Madman. Tell the people a little bit, like, of what to expect from the album. What should we expect from a Black Laz album?
I mean, what you going to expect from Memoirs of a Madman, I don't even call this my album, man. I call it the soundtrack to my life, man. What I get the fans is my ups, my downs, my highs, my lows. I give them everything, man, every aspect of me. I don't hide nothing from the fans, man, but I put it to good music because the way I see, man, as an MC, I never know who out there feels just like me and who I'm going to affect. So I can't keep anything from the fans. I can't keep anything from the people. Whatever happened to me, whatever shit I go through, I just go and vent through my studio time, man. I go vent through my notebook. I spit it all out on the track, and I give it to y'all. And that's what I'm here for, man, to give it to the fans. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Wow. So how long you been rapping, man?
Man, I've been rapping, man, for about 10 years now, man. But I've been doing this seriously in the business aspect for about the past 3 to 4 years, man. Really getting on my grind, making things happen, getting in the studio, trying to put out a project, networking, things of that sort.
Got Gotcha. Well, I got a young lady, man, named Brittany, man, who is a phenomenal singer. She's got, excuse me, I'm sitting here eating breakfast and talking to y'all at the same time. And I've been working with her. She's actually going to put some hooks down with me. And I also got to shout out my girl, Forever the Realist. You know what I'm saying? I work with her studio, man. She's been showing me so much love. She's actually the one that did A Boy Needs a Girl with me. So I want to make sure that we link up, man. This week, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make that happen this week, man. I got this amazing thing, man. I'm going to be hanging out with Chris Brown tonight, man. So I'm really amped and excited about that. But I just want to say, like, this week, man, we're going to link up. And also, big shout to John Scudder. I see you over there, man. John Scudder, man, he makes a lot of things happen, man. Black man out there doing the Oscars, the Emmys, you know what I mean? Stuff that the average cat ain't doing. We sitting back watching. So I want to shout him out, man. And I'm looking forward to hearing the album. And make sure if you – I'm going to just tell you flat out, man, go on and do the album release right here on Trey Love Radio, man. You know I'm going to set you up, dog.
Definitely, man. That's big. Definitely.
And put you on out there. And Cash, when you gonna have that track recorded? Because see, y'all don't know, Cash been calling me, man. I'm telling you, this dude got some wicked lyrics, man. When you gonna go on and put that on wax, man? So I'll go ahead and play this on Trey Love Radio, man, and let the people hear what you got, man. He probably over there with his woman. Money.
What's up, man?
Man, you muting me? I asked you a question. You ain't hear me?
Oh, what you saying?
I asked you to tell the people when you gonna go ahead and put that recording down, man, so I could go ahead and play you live on the radio.
Oh man, give me. I got you, man. Give me to the end of this week. I got you, man. All right,
that'll work. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a little music break real quick, man. And I just want to say, man, I'm really excited. I'm excited and I'm happy about the support I'm getting for all you wonderful people, you know what I'm saying, that's just showing love to Trey Love, man, and people believing in and having faith in me and realizing that success isn't determined by what other people think. Success is determined by the man in the mirror. So that's who I'm looking to not only help me achieve my success, but that's who I'm looking to please, is myself. I ain't really trying to please nobody else no more, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're out to please others, you fail. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure September 3rd, 2011, 8 p.m., you are at the Los Angeles Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street. I'm going to check it out. This party going to be all the way live. And this is what I'm going to just keep it straight up, what Trey Love going to be on that night. Well, I'm really on this every night, but this particular night, I'm definitely going to be on this. So get your magnums ready. I got mine.
I don't know why nigga wanna act like a motherfucker ain't wrote no hits. And I don't know why a motherfucker wanna act like a nigga ain't that shit. Well, listen to my remix, K, bitches.
The Phillies, nigga, how that
shit work? She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue. Cause I can have you all in love. One song, I can fuck the whole damn club. She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue. She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue. Cause I can have you all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. No matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gon' quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago, a couple bad bitches in Toronto, a rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe, and man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus, and not a whole mall's on my tour bus. I'm sipping on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus. And it's so crazy, where my lady? See, I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike, wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to make out with you.
Filet mignon, that puss
own that pussy. Gone throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick. Now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend. Your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth, cause they don't know me. But you can't come and kill them shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid. My head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics. Yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful. I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it. And watch you
back it up and dump it back. Back it up.
Cause we like her. And we like her too. And we like her.
Girl, when you make it drop, it's
Kenny, you know, she's out there in Chi-Town representing, man. She always showed me love, man. Been knowing this lady for years, man. She's Chicago love all day, man, representing, you know what I'm saying? Shannon, I see you over there. I have a very, 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 very special guest on the line right now. This guest is funny because when you put love out there, love come back. And the person coming to the line, just like, you know, you all heard my brother on the line, you know, my flesh and blood, same mama, same daddy. Well, me and this girl got the same daddy, same grandmama, all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So what that makes her? That makes her my cousin, right? You know, just add, put two and two together. But this young lady and I do not only just share genealogy, we share this business. And for the first time on Trey Love Radio, I must welcome my, well, I ain't going to say little cousin because everybody grown. And people get mad. Well, how you going to say little? I am a woman. Okay, you a woman. You're right, baby. You're right. So I got to let this young lady get on the line and talk to you guys. I mean, she's an actress. She's a phenomenal speaker. I mean, just, you know, when we were growing up, it was kind of funny because we would kind of compete on who was the best speaker. And everybody would be like, oh, Taylor and Trey, Taylor and Trey. So here are we now today, grown adults, live on Trey Love Radio. I want to welcome to my show, and I'm just excited to have her on the line, my cousin, Taylor Leverett, actress, everybody. Welcome to our radio show, cousin.
Thank you, cuz, for that very, very warm welcome. I appreciate it. You know, I'm not a little girl, but I'll always be your little cousin. Okay.
You know what? Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate that because I almost said little cousin, but I ain't want you to be jumping through fire. I ain't nothing. Negro, I ain't want all that. I was like, Lord, she going to whoop me.
Mm-mm. No, just nobody else can call me little, that's all.
Now, I got you on that. So, cousin, first of all, welcome to the show. Secondly, you've been with me all my life. So what I want you to do is talk to the people, talk to my fans, and tell them a little bit about your background and as well let them know – well, first about your background, but let them know what you were nominated for. I'm so excited about your nomination. I don't want to put it out there because – and then I want to share something about myself too. So go ahead and tell everybody what's going on with you.
Well, I'd always been working in the theater, and mm-hmm. I started out mostly as a dancer. I studied Dunham Techniques. Anybody familiar with Katherine Dunham knows that she's, like, considered to be the mother of modern dance, especially in the African-American community. She is one of our great, legendary African-American, historical landmark figures. And I studied her technique growing up from the Dunham Master Jerry Williams in Chicago on the South Side. And Oh, yeah, South Side. And I actually got to study with Miss Dunham for a brief time while working with her in our seminars and things. And so that was definitely an experience to remember. But And through my workings with theater, I decided to go ahead and, you know, decided this is what I wanted to do with myself for the rest of my existence on this plane. And I went to DePaul University and got my degree in theater studies. So that's what I've been, you know, holding down the fort in Chicago doing that. And so I auditioned for a show at the ETA Theater on Chicago's South Side. It was called Tearing Down the Walls. It was the Chicago premiere. A wonderful playwright by the name of Daniel Beatty. You guys may remember him from Emergency. He was on Apollo and a few other places. He's really been holding it down in New York City with the different things that he's been doing. And he brought this wonderful piece to Chicago, and I got cast as the character that it's focused on, Renee. And when the show was all done and everything and the Black Theater Alliance Awards were announced, I was nominated for Best Leading Actress in a Drama or Musical. So I was stunned, mostly, because, you know, I had kind of been out of the theater for a long time. And here I am nominated with folks that I saw going through the program while I was at DePaul because, you know, and they're, you know, they were acting majors and everything, and I've seen their work, and I'll be like, man, this girl is bad. And here I am in their sandbox, and I'm like, how'd I get in this sandbox? This cool.
But you see what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, I didn't expect to be here with them. So this is just, I don't know, it's a transforming experience for me to be recognized and acknowledged on that level. So I'm pretty excited about the whole thing. Pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to tell you, not only are you excited, but you know I'm over here with your dad right now. He's ecstatic. We was working out this morning. Yeah. Hey, your daughter said, hey. He said, hey, baby. Hold on. Hey, you tell me live on Trey Love Radio, you know I got to do it. I got to put everybody together. Hold on. Say hi to your baby. She on the radio.
Hey, baby.
What's up, girl?
Nothing.
Nothing. I hope the temperature's up over there. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all hip hoppers. I'm going to let y'all hip hoppers do y'all thing because this ain't my plan. You know, see, you have to leave certain things to us professionals. You understand what I'm saying, Taylor? No, for real, like, even my girl, like, I was like, baby, she's like, I'm not calling your radio show. I don't, what do you want me to say? Look, just have fun. It ain't for everybody. But I definitely want you to give everybody your information where they can reach you, you know, your Facebook, your Twitter. Because strength is in numbers.
You know,
yeah, give everything to everybody.
Facebook. On Twitter, I'm under SLT9, the number 9. You can find me on Twitter and follow me there. And also on Facebook, you can find me under Taylor Leverett. And for all of you who are going, wow, Leverett, okay, yeah, you expect me to find that. Let me spell it out for you.
I can spell it.
Good. Go ahead. You spell it out for them.
I can spell it. Leverette.
You know what? I'm going to kick you.
What? That's my mother's maiden name, y'all. That's the Leverett clan. Shout out to all the Leveretts in Mississippi. Shout out to all the Leveretts in Chicago. Y'all don't even understand. Listen to that name. Tell me that ain't a sexy name, Leverett. Ooh.
Really?
Leverett.
Oh, speaking of the Leverett, your cousin Ronnie said to tell you hello.
Where? At?
Huh?
Where is he right now?
He's in Indiana.
Oh, well, he said, oh, y'all must be texting while we on the line.
Yeah, well, I called. That's what took me so long to call in. He called me about some other stuff, and I was like, I gotta call Trey, so I'm going to get back at you.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Well,
well,
to my cousin Ronald Alexander, to his beautiful, lovely wife, they have how long him and Diane been married now? What, 20, 40, about 72 years now? About
172
years. I think they got married they got married the year Dr. King got killed. Let me talk. But yeah, shout out to my cousin, man. I love you, man. I love your wife. I love your family, man. And I wanna And you tell Michelle I got to meet her, man. She is so beautiful. I'm excited about us finding her,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. She's a lovely little thing.
Oh,
you
man.
You know, she got a full scholarship over there to St. Xavier. She's
what?
Just, oh, yeah. She didn't even have to apply. They were like, we want you.
Dang.
They came to her like, we want you.
So to the girls out there that want to have my babies, I want to let y'all know, you listening to that, right? I got some good teams. These people, we smart. We don't even have to audition. They just give us scholarships, you know. Just, oh, yeah, you're beautiful.
That's
you're
right.
Talented. Come in here. You're trying to tell them. They don't even know where we're coming from with it.
Oh,
well,
no,
let me
no.
see. We got my shell knocked out. How many babies Nadine got now? We're going to have a family reunion right here on the radio. I know they're going to be listening.
Oh,
like, hey, he I'm going to get
yeah.
him.
Man,
yeah,
Nadira. Four.
How many kids she got now?
Four.
Oh, Jesus. You know, it's funny because when we grow up, But you know what's funny, though, because as we grow up, you know how, like, I always tell people in life, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. Who knew that Nadira was going to be a machine?
A baby-making machine.
That's all she do is make babies now. So, listen, Taylor, I want
to
thank you so much.
She made plenty.
She had enough for everybody, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm trying to have some more. I ain't gonna lie. I think my DNA is too good. I'm serious. My DNA is too good to just be sitting back here, man. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get this to the people. You know?
I understand.
But,
I think my sister they
yeah.
got my DNA all over the place though, so I think I'm straight. I think my DNA
you good.
Is out there.
You good. So what I wanna do real quick is I wanna take it to song, but I want everybody to support my cousin, Taylor Leverett, y'all. She's an actress. You see how it is, man, you know, doing your thing. And before I even let you go, I want to say this and want to ask you this. I want to say to the people, again, who are in pursuit, not just of the entertainment business, but some people, they want a house. Some people want millions of dollars. Some people want to go to the moon. I want to say this to everyone. Set your goals. But this is what I want to say, and then I want to ask you something because of the fact that we both share a similar business, you can relate. I want to say this to the people. If God gave you everything you wanted in the morning, if you wrote down your wish list and in the morning you woke up and you had everything you want, would you have anything in life to have to work for? What would be your purpose if God gave you everything you wanted in the morning? With that being said, realize and recognize that's why you have goals. Goals have to be set. You have to look a month down the line, 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, a year down the line, 5 years down the line, and every day is not going to be perfect. Let's start accepting and realizing that, people. I try to be an inspiration. I try to be a guide, and I try to teach. Y'all, I lost my mother, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been shot. You know, I'm divorced, you know, with kids. It's a lot that I've gone through. You know, I've had a lot of tragic things happen in my life. But what I'm saying to the family is I'm not going to sit and sulk and let that hold me down. That does not stop me from continuing to pursue and try to reach my goals. So I want to say to the family straight up, put God in his perspective place, and everything will be all right. And just because you don't have the amount of money in your bank that you want, just because you ain't dating the person you want to be dating, just because you ain't driving the kind of car you want, just because you ain't in the house you want to be in, guess what? Ain't nobody else either. Ooh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Ain't nobody else either. Because trust me, even the person that's got the $1 million, that's got the Ferrari, he want a Bentley. You see what I'm saying? It's never enough. So we all have to learn to be content with what God gave us. Y'all, I just had a good meal of food. You hear me? I'm on blogtalkradio.com/trailerofradio. I just talked to my brother, Monica Hughes. Got Black Laz out there. Man, I got cousin Taylor on the line. I mean, I'm sitting here with my uncle. We worked out this morning. Do you know how content I am? And then I'm hanging out with Chris Brown tonight. Then I got a comedy show at 2:30 this evening, so I'm content. I got to take the bus to every event I got to go to tonight. You understand? but guess what? I'm happy.
But you getting there,
I'm
right?
I'm happy, mother.
But you
do you
me.
Hear me? That
That's
12
right.
and that bus run, good. You hear me? I might have to sit a little longer than I want to sometime, but it don't make me know, never mind. Hell, that's why I'm social. I'll talk to somebody. So why are you at the bus stop? I'm here because I'm broke. But just tell the people a little bit about the struggles you've seen, because people think that, oh, you're an actor, you're making this money. Tell them about what's going on and what it takes to really survive and some of the struggles that you've had in this business.
I was just reading this book because my focus is on movement. Like I said, I'm mostly a dancer. And I was reading a book, and we're talking about the conundrum that comes with being an actor. The actor is supposed to be completely open so that they can become anybody.
Wow. I want everybody to hear that. That's why when people be trying to say, think I'm a little off, I am. How many people I am? I'm not just one person. Go ahead, cuz. And you got to be open to be able to come in.
You have to be completely open to being anybody without judgment.
Right.
You cannot completely be that person while judging them. So you have to be completely open to being anybody without judgment and make a living waiting tables.
Well, hello. Wow.
So
wow.
While you're sitting here trying to figure out how you're going to, like, I live in a small apartment with a roommate and three cats, and one just had to go in the hospital and cost me $500 that I don't have. I didn't make a whole lot of money doing that show. The satisfaction that came from tearing down the walls did not come in my bank account, okay? It came from me doing the thing that I'm passionate about. And I would not be happy doing anything else. So I have to remember the sacrifices that I make in my bank account, because, I mean, like you said before, we smart. I could be doing anything right now. I could be doing just about anything that I want to do and making more money than anybody listening to this show. But this is what I want to do. This is what I choose to do.
And that's where, and you know what, cousin? And you know what, cousin? What I've learned and come to realize is people look at us and they try to down us because they don't understand that when we look at things, and my mother was living proof, money is nothing. We can make that. You and I both, we can go. I have a bachelor's degree in marketing. I can go. I will start tomorrow. I looked on the thing. If I was to apply my degree with my military background, anytime I start tomorrow, I would start at $45,000. That's the going rate with my military background, my experience, and my degree. I should be able to walk into a door making $45,000 a year. But here's the point. Am I going to be happy?
Right.
Am I going to be content? Am I going to be working that job every day just smiling? Not me. I need to be out here making $5 an hour selling my CD. Speaking of which, anybody want to buy my CD? No, I'm just everyone else. Give me the
Shameless Plug.
I know, right? Shameless Plug. I'm a rocker, y'all. Album coming soon. I'm posting something on Facebook because I want to tell something about you real quick. My family is an actress and was nominated Best Actress for. Give me what you were nominated for.
Best Leading Actress in a Drama or Musical for my role as Renee in Tearing Down the Walls by Daniel Beatty. And you can also find him on his Facebook page under Daniel Beatty.
Okay. Actually nominated Best Leading Actress. You see I'm working, y'all. Leading Actress in a Drama or TV series.
Oh, you're doing that? I want to announce that I'm currently the assistant director for the world premiere of Will Powers Flow. He is an amazing brother. He just came to Chicago and did a workshop here at the theater. It was absolutely awesome. He's also under Will Power. You've not seen or heard of this brother, check him out. I mean, this is going to be a really hot show. It's basically like a hip-hop drama. It's all spoken word and rap. Throughout the entire performance, and it's called Flow. And, I mean, this brother is really, really holding it down. He is on top of his stuff. It's Flow by Will Power. It's going to have its world premiere at ETA Theater. It opens September 15th and runs through October. So anybody out there listening in the Chicagoland area is definitely going to be the place to be on September 15th.
Wow. Wow. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it live here on Trey Love Radio. And cousin, you got to call in more often. And when you're doing stuff, you know what I'm saying, make sure you call in and you let the family know so that I can plug, push, and promote you, because that's what we got to do, man. We family. We got to show love to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I will be sure to do that. And I appreciate you having me.
Oh, man, it was my pleasure. It was truly my pleasure. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and go to a little music, because my ladies, they need their pokes. I got to give them their pokes. I got to read the horos. I got to get a birthday shot. So we had a little, excuse me, y'all. We had a little Chicago in the building. So in order to keep this thing going, we got to do it like this here, man. We got to play some Chicago. And y'all know Mr. R. Kelly is Chicago. But I want to just, before I go ahead into this next song, I want to say to all the ladies out there, look, this is how it goes. You know I got a main lady. You understand what I'm saying? People be saying, Trey, you know, girls be like, yeah, I get a chance. Yeah, you got a chance, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got a chance. You know? But like I said, I really date two women. You know what I'm saying? My main lady, she cool. But my other woman, Legs, she be tripping a little bit. You know, Legs is fine. She good. Me and her is good. But for the ladies that's really trying to play and want to do something with me, realize that, like, you really can't even, like, do it like that, because I do have a woman that's important, and I got to take care of her. So in true R. Kelly form fashion, in the entertainment game fashion, this song goes out to all the ladies that want to play Trey. Call in. We'll discuss it.
Your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl, and I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world, and I can take you to an island, we can be there just the two of us, girl, I love to see you smiling, all I ask is that you keep it. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, 'cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know, so I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just for two of us, girl I love you 'cause you don't tell.
Slap the shit out your your ass about getting in my motherfucking business. Y'all don't know I'm a motherfucking pimp, bitch. This Trey Love, I don't play that shit. I do what I do each and every day. I rise, baby, because I shine. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a Heinz bottle so you can catch up to this pimping, baby, and that's church. Woo, doing what I do. I'm kind of excited today. I know. I'm sorry. I got to calm down. It got good to me for a second. You know, it's just that, you know, when them devils and them demons be coming at you, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to make sure that they know that you all day, that you ready, baby. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to change the tone of the show. It's been such a wonderful show. I have so many people to thank. I want to thank my little cousin, Taylor Leverett, actress, you know, doing her thing, man, just wearing Chicago out. I want to thank my brother, Mr. Money, Cash Money himself, you know what I'm saying, going to be in the studio. Y'all know we're going to do an album together, man. I heard his flow. It's tight. He ready, man. He's excited. I'm excited for him, man. So we're going to have a good time and we're going to shine. Also, to Long Beach's own, Mr. Black Laz, man. Black Laz, man, I'm looking forward to collaborating with you, doing a whole lot of stuff. I want to shout out my girl, Forever the Realist, formerly known as Thug Miss. You know, she's the producer of my tracks and whatnot, man. We definitely on getting it in. Want to shout out my Uncle Lloyd, Mr. LT Lloyd Taylor, for just being the mentor that he's been over the years and, you know, with the assistance that he's given me through so much. Want to shout out John Strutter, man. We're going to be doing some big things, man. We're going to be in the house kicking it with Chris Breezy tonight, man. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to give everybody out here a birthday shout. You know, all my Facebook friends, I'm going to give y'all a birthday shout. And then from there, I'm going to go ahead and read my horoscope for today. I'm a Cancer, you know. Just like to have a little fun, y'all. Get y'all going. Maurice King, happy birthday, sir. To Ms. Fancy One is blessed. I know that's my girl. She always show love. Happy birthday, baby. To Chris Sabalos. HYB, that's what it says on Facebook. Happy birthday. Dexter Tucker. This is not Chris Tucker's brother. Chris Tucker's brother, Dexter Tucker, is a good friend of mine. We were in a few movies together, but this is another Dexter Tucker. Happy birthday. Eddie Goins, happy birthday. To Ellie Zapita, happy birthday, darling. To Jazelle Allen, happy birthday. Chris Destruct, happy birthday. Kayana Minor, happy birthday. To Terry T. Smith, happy birthday. To Will DeGilliard, happy birthday. To April Simmons, happy birthday. To Mr. Willie Carlise, that's the way you say his name, happy birthday. To Steve Smith, happy birthday. I know I'm not doing a show tomorrow, so I got to give a birthday shout-out to a couple of the people I see that have birthdays coming up. Y'all, my homegirl, long-haired, thick, red-bone, Bridgette L. Gordon, happy birthday, Bridget. To Kay Toya Sharp, happy birthday, darling. Marilla Soon, happy birthday. Jessica Jeff, happy birthday. Lisa Welch Wilson, happy birthday. Bernard Willis, happy birthday. You know, those are folks that got birthdays coming up tomorrow. So I want y'all to know that Trey got love for you. I can't forget you, man. I just got to show love. And I always say this. When your birthday comes around, make sure that no matter what, you ensure that you, first of all, if you're, and oh yeah, let me finish. I got a few more birthdays. Robert Willis, happy birthday. That's coming up tomorrow. Maisha Lake, happy birthday. That's coming up tomorrow. Vivian Barcelona, happy birthday. I'll see you, Miguel. That's my boy, yo, M.I.A., Miguel Maldonado, I see you over there. Stephen Willis, happy birthday, sir. Paula Bell, happy birthday. Vance Taylor, happy birthday. And I want to go ahead and just say, like, everyone, you know, when you're having sex, have good sex. You know what I'm saying? Ensure that you have good sex. But make sure that on your birthday, you don't just have good sex. You have phenomenal, earth-shaking, ridiculously stupid sex. So this song goes out to everyone on their birthday. Enjoy.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present.
Girl, come ride me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go.
Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub and vanish with my fingers. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Phenomenal show, man. You know, just got up this morning and you know, just had it like, man, you know, I'm gonna do a show today. And I just want to send so many thank yous out to so many people, man, that have just showed so much love. And to Monica Hughes, darling, I mean, you know, got love for you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for just staying dedicated to Trey Love Radio. And I'm looking so forward to September, man. We're gonna blaze them in September, man. We're gonna do it real big. But now, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about y'all, but this is my favorite part of the show. And I'm starting to think it is other people's favorite part of the show because I'm seeing that y'all be on that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm finna go on and poke these women. It's usually a lot more pokes. I haven't been doing radio. You know, I like try to save up all the women I'm going to poke. But because I've been, you know, kind of just poking and today was an impromptu. Ladies, I only really have only 15 of you to poke today. So that's not my usual numbers. I'm usually poking about 50 women. So now I guess I just got to go on and poke. You 15, I hope you enjoy it because I'm going to give it to you. So, Rania, hey, darling, how you doing? To Liz, what's up, baby? Going to poke you. Uh-huh. Radiant, I know you like it, baby. I'm going to poke you, too. Paula, that shot kind of fine. Yeah, baby, I see you. I'm going to poke you. Deborah, yeah, get you some, baby. I got you. Kimberly, yeah, and like I said, ladies, I'm only going to say the first names. I won't say your last name, so I ain't going to get you in no trouble, you know. To Kimberly, yeah, baby, going to get your poke, baby. You know I got you. Monica, yeah, baby, I see you over there. Stephanie, not going to say your last name because I don't want you to get in no trouble. You know, man, why Trey Love poking you? Tell him because you like it. Cynthia, I'm going to poke you too, baby. You know what I'm saying? Coco Brown, I'm going to go, oh, dang, I said her last name. But it's like that's not the comedian, y'all. It's just another Coco Brown. I guess that's her Facebook name. Sonia, yeah, I'm going to poke you too, baby. I see you over there shining. Janika, I'm going to poke you too. This is so much fun. Oh, goodness. Marcia, I'm going to poke you too, baby. Get your live poke live on Trey Love Radio. Pansy, yeah, I'm going to poke you too, baby. She called into my sex show. I'm going to get that back cracking. And the Shannon, I'm going to poke you too, baby. It's going to be a lot more coming from Trey Love Radio, y'all. I'm about to invest my time and my game in this, man. I got a lot of fan base and a lot of y'all like and love what I'm doing, man. And you know what? I'm not going to hold back on y'all no more. I'm going to make sure I keep my voice out there and keep y'all posted to what I'm doing because I realize what it takes, man. I understand what it takes, but I got to push and I got to push hard and I got to give all to it. So this song is dedicated to all the ladies that I just poked. You know what time it is. Ha.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a rock.
Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock. I'm a rocker, I'm a rocker, I'm a rocker, Dre. You know you sing on this beat, right?
Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver. Are you freaky? I got mirrors. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry, got a man. So I can bear it, me into you, that's how I do. It ain't few, I pursue, I think Trey loves you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love.
Now I got you in the loop, spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be cruel, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver in bed. The problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
LA Vegas Connect, you heard
I'm
me?
Rock,
hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby. Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This is the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Trey Love Radio. Today is a phenomenal show, man. I mean, got a lot of announcements out, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out that Black Party. Make sure y'all look out for, you know, new music coming from me, music coming from my brother, music coming from Black Lass, man. Make sure you look out for comedy sketches. And tonight, y'all, if you're going to be in LA, well, 2:30, y'all, I'm going to be at the comedy show down there with Doc Willis. He works at the comedy store, but I'm going to be somewhere else, man. Just follow my Facebook, my Twitter. I'll let you know where I'm going to be. Got two things lined up for the day. Like I said, I'm being with Chris Breezy tonight, man, so I'm just looking forward to these major events, man, making things happen. And to all the people out there that, you know, you feel like – You know what I'm saying? You dislike a person, man, just show love, man, because love going to come back. Calm as a motherfucker. Keep that in mind. What you put out, you're going to get back. So I'm sending love to all y'all, even to the haters and the naysayers, even to you devils. I'm going to beat you with love. So to everybody that love or hate, this song is dedicated to you. My name is Trey Love. I'm the one and only playboy of motherfucking comedy, and I'm out.
My life, y'all. Bless.